We are Jack, a weekly podcast with the responsibility to show you, our audience, what is possible beyond bitching, complaining, and tolerating an ordinary life. Warning, you may be required to do something about it.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to Everything and Jack. My name is Jean-Marie Ayres.
I'm Amy Sullivan Ryan.
And I'm Dr. Carrie Skirtlaw. And this is the podcast where we talk about everything.
And absolutely nothing.
Woohoo!
I feel like I've had too much coffee. Which is perfect for the question that we have today. Okay, we're going to launch into it. We have a 20-minute show. We're either a brilliant or we absolutely talk about what?
Nothing.
Did we have to think about that?
And we have a question submitted to us. It's anonymous today. It's anonymous. So shall I read the question?
Yeah. Please.
Let's go for it. What are you addicted to?
Oh, yeah, I would be anonymous asking that question.
They dash into a meeting. Coffee anonymous. CA. That's one of my biggest addictions, let me tell you. It's where you do stupid things faster with more speed.
Coffee Anonymous? Stupid things faster with more speed?
More speed, yeah. That's the saying when you drink caffeine.
Yeah, it slows me down, but that's an ADHD brain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, it calms you down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. It'll even put me to sleep. So
what's the opposite?
It's interesting because the word addict or addiction, when you look at how it's defined, it means to practice or be devoted to something. And, you know, in our culture and probably in other cultures around the world, it's just taken on a very negative position. And I can tell you in the brain, I'm going straight neuroscience here, anonymous. In the brain, if you look at anything we're addicted to, it's actually the same process in your brain of developing a habit or what we call automaticity, right? Where you're automatically doing something. And so I really want us to explore all of the things that we might be devoted or addicted to, right? Because it can be so unassuming. I was talking with my niece recently about the current relationship she's in. And she's the daughter of my youngest sister that died as a result of years of alcohol abuse. And even though she was sober and clean, the year that she passed away, she had pretty much destroyed her body. And her daughter is in this relationship and she's like, oh, he's so nice, and telling me all of the things that she does for him. And I said, sweetheart, are you unaware that you're doing all of these things because you're still trying to save your mom? I think you're addicted to people that are in chaotic spaces in their life, right? So it can really sneak up on you.
Yeah.
It's easier to see somebody else's addiction. Like when you're in the addiction, it seems okay to be in the addiction. And the focus part, like a neuroscience or no neuroscience, there's definitely a focus, an obsession, and one way is a one way.
Yeah.
And the question is, what are you addicted to? So, I mean, we first of all have to, so not only the addiction, but the, I'm lost for words here, Amy. Amy.
I'm over here and I'm thinking like, okay, there's all the obvious things that like, I've been addicted to, you know, like in high school, college, it was drugs and alcohol, you know, and then I get addicted to love. Oh my gosh, I love love, right? That that feeling
love
of falling in love, right?
No.
Love is
oxytocin, baby.
I mean, I am totally addicted to sex, right? It's like, I mean, that is just amazing. And it sounds like it's a bad thing. And what I find like quirky is I actually know that I have addictions. And like Dr. Carrie was saying, it's like, it's a habit. So I'll replace a bad addiction in my mind with like a good addiction. Like, okay, take out the drugs and alcohol and then put in exercise, but it's still all consuming. Like I dive in. I mean, the last year I have been ballroom dancing. Like, this has been my latest addiction is ballroom dance.
And you're good at it.
And then I'll burn out. Like, I'm kind of to the point where I'm like burning out now. And I'm like, okay. And so I could think of a million different things that I'm not a million, but, you know, addicted to. But it's the addictions that I guess I don't know that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's the constant behavior patterns of making the wrong relationship choices, or I need to do paperwork. And what do? I sit down and I turn on Netflix, and there went 8 hours.
The best,
right? Like, I mean, that was 8 hours. I could have done paperwork, and I don't even like what I'm watching, but I won't answer the phone. You know, I might eat something. I might not eat for the rest of the day. I mean, mm-hmm. I can totally deep dive into an addiction, but it's almost like I have to have another one to replace it in order to get out of the first one. I have to find a new one.
Yep. They call it crutch switching. And that's why I started the way that I did, ladies, because most
I got lost on the crutch. You mean like as in crutches, like the crutches?
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, the crutch. You know, something that you're leaning on.
Okay.
Everything you're saying is just so perfect, because that's what we do. We just kind of switch from one thing to another. And that's why I started the way that I did. Like, you know, it's what you're devoted to, mm-hmm. right? And if you look at the work ethic of a drug addict, like someone that's deep into it, their whole life is given to it. From the time they wake up, they're in the pursuit of it. And then you're switching to healthier things like working out, but then you're doing it, like you're immersed in it. And listeners, I found out last year, I went into a very specific program for weight loss that deals with food addiction. And I had no idea. Addiction is in my family on both sides of the family. And I just felt like I had escaped it, that it bypassed me. But then I started looking at all of the times that people were calling me a workaholic, and where am I getting all of this chemical that I want, the dopamine? And I could see it. It came from food primarily, addicted to flour and sugar, but more flour than anything. And it's been really life-changing to engage in breaking that habit, because I'm switching crutches, Jean-Marie. It was like, as soon as I got off the flour and sugar, I'm looking at my son one day with a vape in his hand, and I go, can I see that? And my husband's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I just want to see what this is about. And I started puffing on it, and then I didn't want to give it back. And so I've spoken with people, and they're like, oh, I don't think I'm an addict. I don't think I'm an addict. And it's really about how we relate to it. If you look at what it is you're giving your life to, your time, and how much you're doing it, binge watching definitely is going to release chemicals in your brain.
Is it actually a problem, though? Because I'm trying to think about how I want to serve it. Like, is it a problem? Is it an addiction? Is it considered an addiction because it's a problem for somebody else? Because we all move through spaces in our life. Now, I could say that I'm addicted to working out. And Jean-Marie's mm-hmm. into fitness right now, and she's rock climbing, and this is her new thing, right? So
I really want to see that, by the way.
It's cool.
I put it on Facebook.
For me, I don't have a problem with like what Jean-Marie is doing with her life or what I'm doing with mine. Yeah. So it's, to me, it's not an addiction. But if somebody else has a problem with how much time, you know, you're spending doing something, such as being at work or being gone and you're at the gym or food or whatever, is that actually what makes it an addiction, is somebody else's opinion of it?
Well, I mean, we have very strong opinions, and we're clearly, the three of us may be addicted to something, probably are addicted to something. So there's levels of addiction, isn't there? There's people are really suffering right now with addiction. Mm-hmm. So we're not necessarily interviewing people who are suffering or homeless and struggling. We're actually engaging in the question, like, what are you addicted to? Like, and your question is valid, Amy, because last year, I spent a lot of the year losing 20 to 25 pounds because mm-hmm. I had a point of reference, like I am this weight and now I want to be this weight. And when I got to the weight that I said, wow, the high I got when I was a little lower than that. Wow.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I've taken on the habit now of weighing myself every day. Mm-hmm. But only because I'm paying attention to something. Mm-hmm. Like before, like it took 20 years to put on 20 pounds, easy peasy. Like there was, you know, there's an eating addiction right there. But now I'm paying attention, but now I've got to watch when I'm paying attention to my weight. That doesn't give me now carte blanche to lose the plot when I put on 1 pound.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, or it's affecting my self-worth or my self-esteem. Mm-hmm. Coming from a background of being a dancer from way back when, I do actually mm-hmm. have to watch the addiction called, it's not necessarily just food, it's the control of my weight. So yeah. I suffered like dramatically when I was a dancer of bulimia, anorexia, overeating, like the whole loop. So for me, like decades later, I do actually have to watch that I'm just not going to go nuts on a pound or two of putting on a pound or two, you know, because that's like normal. So that's an addiction I do have to be aware of, awake to. And I do think that's for me being healthy. And I do have, did you see, like I have to, because that addiction, by the way, ain't going anywhere. Like once you have an addiction, it's doing little press-ups in the corner or by its little lonesome.
It is. It's, you're going to have to give it something else. Like you'll have to give it a new addiction. And I guess what I'm kind of wondering is like I'm looking at my life thinking about when I worked for my dad. Okay. Mm-hmm. 80-hour weeks. Like, I was addicted to working 80-hour weeks. I was addicted to the stress and the phone calls and the drama. I didn't know that I was addicted to it. Like, I couldn't put it down and I couldn't get away from it. I mean, if he called me on a Friday and yelled at me on a Friday afternoon, it ruined my whole weekend because I knew Monday we were going to have to go back and deal with it. I didn't know that that was an addiction, but other people around me did. And for them, mm-hmm. it was an issue. Right. Mm-hmm. Like my relationship to work and to my dad was an issue for other people because it affected them. But as far as I was concerned, it was great.
Yeah.
I was like happy and fine and life was good.
Yeah, exactly. That definitely sounds like addiction.
Right. Yeah. So that's what I was asking is like, is it only an addiction because it's a problem for somebody else?
No, see, and this is what people are unaware of. And this is why I brought the science into it, right? I was playing this game, and this really is germane to what you're saying, Amy. I was playing Puzzle Block, and I was playing Puzzle Block all of the time. And when I became aware of the food addiction, I started to notice that anytime the little squares lit up and I could move blocks around, I'm like, oh my gosh, I just got a hit. And I've been that way in work environments and things like that. So it's all about what's happening between your two ears, because some people just enjoy their work, you know, and other people may have an opinion about it. But if you've got a chemical release when you've hit the 79th hour and you're there and you're still at it, and it doesn't matter what anybody else is saying, you're triggering your reward system, right? Some people are addicted to things that I never want to be addicted to, heartbreak, chaos. You know, my sister's daughter, you know, she's immersed in that because that's how she grew up, with a chaotic mother. So we have to really look and notice the sensations that we feel inside of ourselves in those moments, because the brain is not going to determine if it's good for you or bad for you. It's just going to notice that you felt something.
Yeah. So Dr. Carey, I did want to make sure about your niece and people who may be addicted to drama. And then there was also something that Amy mentioned, because the question is, what are you addicted to? So it would be interesting to go there's some addiction. And what is the addiction? Because we know the primary ones, alcoholism, there's some drugs
out
there.
Social media.
But what are the...
I'm addicted to beginnings.
I
love the way things start.
I want to get back to the question. It's like, but now, by the way, an addiction could be a smokescreen for something. Mm-hmm. But what's the drama? Like, what is that addiction called? Because we could, some of that's codependency, or what Amy, you were saying about your relationship with your father. Like, is there a name for this?
Adrenaline for some, you know, it's like, codependent, that's one way to look at it. But again, there's a chemical release. Like I can't relate to a relative that I have that is addicted to gambling. I don't gamble. It doesn't even look interesting to me.
It doesn't look interesting to me either.
No, not at all. It's like, really?
Oh, so my God. That's
I gamble every day and I love it. I mean, I gambled today. It's such a high.
Yeah, see, it's all about flashing
my
stuff
job. And, I mean, like, you know, like it's actually my job, but I'm gambling on myself, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I could totally understand the whole gambling addiction thing. I mean, not that I go to the casino or anything, but it's just what I do for my job. I have to gamble on myself every day. Mm-hmm. And I understand that gambling, because you walk away and it's like, oh my gosh, I won today. I know I won today.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was addicted for years to new starts. And so I broke a lot of hearts because I didn't realize, oh, I'm in this great new relationship. I'm releasing oxytocin, right? And I don't realize. And then, you know, when it was over, it was like, ah, it's getting a little stale. And, you know, and then I'm shocked because I've got someone saying, I love you. And I'm like, really? I didn't know. But I was addicted to the beginning of something because of what it was releasing in my brain. And I didn't realize it.
So let me ask you this, because this is for the three of us, because we have a show and this is an unprepared yet prepared. Like we're bringing our life. Sometimes we bring our life. Sometimes we don't bring our life. But the intention is, what are you addicted to? So we're talking to you, listeners, like, what are you addicted to? Is it ruining your life? Is it actually a thrill? Like, and where do we say, hey, warning, you may have to do something about it. Is this a day you get to do something about it?
Yeah.
And I really mean, like, I don't know if it's an addiction, but it's definitely something. Like, food was at some point some kind of smokescreen for control, or weight is for sure. Like, it's the end result. And it's like, what can I do about it? Like, well, first we have to wake up to something, like we are addicted. And and Amy, I know that you don't work with your father anymore, but what can we do about it? Because we're coming to the closing of the show. We want to make sure people get something.
For me, I know that I can be addicted to information. I need to know everything about a subject. I will deep dive into it. And I want to make sure that I have all the answers. I want to be able to lay everything out in front of me and know exactly which, if something goes wrong, which way I'm going to go or do or whatever. And like actually having, I've actually had to step back and go, yeah, I don't care. Like, I don't care that I don't know. It's a weird place to be in. That is an addiction for me. And then.
But quick question is, how does it impact your life?
How does it impact my life is I'll be in a conversation with somebody and I already know seven steps ahead where the conversation is going. So it impacts my life because I check out. Until we get to that point that I don't know something, like I can just run on autopilot. And it is not a good way to be with people.
Well, and then Amy, I've seen you too. Like, you know, I'm like, Amy, let's go. This is great. And you're like, well, I need more information.
Yes.
So sometimes it can create delays, right? Because I'm a knowledge person too. And I've done that a lot where I'm in analysis paralysis, still learning, looking, you know, I spent 2 hours.
Oh yeah, transformation. Let's talk about it. Let's read
supplement.
About it, but let's not do a lot of it.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. And I think, you know, Charmarie has given us like a really clear thing that listeners, you can look at. She's like, yeah, it looks like it's the problem is with the food. No, what the addiction was to is control. And so don't step over an opportunity to really dig deeper, listeners, into why you're doing a certain thing and just see.
Dr. Carey, and I want to remind you, we had this awesome conversation many, many months ago. You had done a study where people had an opportunity to go into a room and all the paintings or the pictures were a little off. Can you talk about that a little bit?
So I was on a research team. And we were set up with a two-way mirror, and we had this created staged lobby where we invited participants for the research to come. And they had no idea that the research started the moment they walked into our little staged room. And we had pictures on the wall, and they were crooked. Not like dramatically off or anything, just slightly crooked. And there was one woman, she kept looking, she looked at some magazines, she kept looking. And finally she got up and she started straightening all of the pictures. And then she would stand back. And then once everything was the way she approved of, she sat down. And she was the participant that we selected to continue, because that's the output of someone that has grown up with an addicted parent, alcohol, usually a raging parent too, that's drug addicted or abusing alcohol. And sure enough, we were able to verify she grew up in a chaotic house with an alcoholic parent, right? And when you see a lot of times adults that are extremely structured and they get upset because the toilet tissue is not on the right way, that's the environment that they grew up in, right?
Yeah. And what Amy was saying is like, how does it make any difference to the other people? Well, in a way it does.
Yeah.
Because if you're living with someone who's maybe OCD or they need to arrange, I mean, I just wanted to arrange a picture just by you talking about it. I just was mm-hmm. could feel like, come on, let's just get it straightened out here. You know, when you go into an environment or even a store and you just want to, can you put the menu a little bit straighter? Just, you know, line it up, people. But there is also what I hear too is like, as soon as you have like an addiction that's running rampage, there's a disconnection. And it, like, I was disconnected. Like, if you're like, we're going to make sure the toilet paper is like, now you're disconnected because whatever mm-hmm. the addiction is becomes more important, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
Oh, well, this is a show about connection. Come on, bring it on. Bring it on.
We were once on a 2-week road trip with RVs, a group of us, 10 of us, right? And I was in my exercise phase addiction. I made my husband bring my spin bike, loaded into the trailer, and we dragged it all over the Western United States. And every time we stopped, I got the spin bike out. And the next morning, I was out there spinning. Absolutely no addiction issue there at all for me.
Right? Yeah, none.
It makes perfect sense to me. It makes perfect sense. And we got to go. We got to close up because I got to go to yoga.
Yeah, all right.
whatever it is, warning, this is what we can leave you with, listeners. Dr. Carey, do you want to leave something really simple in the last 15 seconds?
Do something about it. Identify the addiction, listen to the people around you, and let's continue the conversation on our Facebook page, facebook.com/everythinginjack. We'd love to hear from you.
What are you addicted to? My name is Jean-Marie Ayres.
I'm Amy Sullivan-Ryan.
And I'm Dr. Carey Skirla, and this is still the podcast where we talk about everything
and absolutely nothing.